the second independent content network's podcast. Okay, it's clear that I'm not much of a DJ, so don't get your hopes up. What I am trying to do is create some interest in taking independent distribution to a new place to form a larger cohesive network from which great music and video rushes into our homes and iPods in a manner less than chaotic, yet more than blind. I don't know how this will work, and I don't pretend to have a glossy mission statement yet about where I think I'm going with this, so bear with me, please. So, who makes good music? I didn't know who the Spinto Band was, but I knew this song as being from Carol Cleveland Sings on songfight.org. And this is Brown Boxes, which I take originated from January's Songfight. And the Spinto Band is playing this Wednesday night at the Acme Underground, part of CMG Music Marathon in New York City. This is Brown Boxes.
This notion that moving out is better than this commotion. If she complains, I won't let her. Tell me what to do, and if she wants to argue, I'll remind her that we're through. A late reminder and marker, were it not kinder, her black eye would be darker. And all these brown boxes haven't helped me move one bit. In half empty rooms they sit. Stay, that's where they will stay. I could never say, I would never say, this is over. This Cupid, Hummel from Woolen Sacket, is pretty stupid, but nonetheless I'll pack it. And this box cutter's too dull, otherwise I'd end it all. There's no boxes in the hall. And stay, that's where they will stay. I could never play.
Distinct, catchy, poppy, unique, and all sorts of other things. But these songs that I've played so far on this show are all written within the week by these folks. Written and produced within a week and submitted to Songfight. Okay, this one was reproduced, but the original is damn close to this. Actually, they're almost indistinguishable as far as the lushness of the production and the performance and the freshness and everything. The stuff on songfight.org is all 1 week old at the tops, and much of it is done in one night. So here are artists that can just slit their wrists and pour this stuff out and record it as you hear it, and it's not boiled down through some process and put in through the A&R folks and matched up with songwriters and brought in with a little bit. This is just these guys letting it loose. And some of it's a little random, and then you don't want to listen to this all the time, perhaps, but this is the kind of stuff that isn't filling our iPods today on a regular basis or enough, and I think there's plenty of it out there. There's more than enough to fill our iPods, and that's what the Independent Content Network's concept is about. It's not new or anything. There's other people doing all this kind of stuff. I'm just trying to wrap my hands around it and figure out how we can get this kind of stuff into the people who like this music, but make it more accessible because they're not the ones out there scouring the web nor am I. I just happen to be involved with some of these folks at Songfight and Some Songs and a few other websites. So another band that fills this niche is Son of Supercar out of San Francisco Bay Area, and this is Shreds. Son of Supercar and Shreds. And the next two artists are the guys that kind of sucked me into this stuff and really got me listening to some of the better spontaneous, I call it spontaneous independent music out there. Ad is a one-man band. I think he's in New Mexico. ADD. And this is something that just tore my soul out entirely. It's called Coward. Thank you.
hoping you'd help me out, but you're a coward. Look in your eyes, I see you're scared to death. And I've got no sympathy for you. You made your bed, now sleep in it. And I've got no sympathy for you.
Gives me the chills every time I hear it. That's Ad and Coward. And as I said, these last two were the ones that really sucked me into this community online. And the next one is Brick Pig and Tiny Room. This is from a genre I you know, peripherally would listen to. And growing up, when I traveled, used to go to bluegrass festivals and a couple other things. I don't know where to place this, actually, stylistically, but it's something I certainly wouldn't have listened to from the 70s on. And I just fell in love with this the first time I heard it. And I think this is the very first song from this community that I heard at songfight.org, or some songs. I forget where I heard it at first, but he's part of these same sort of songwriters. And this is the kind of stuff that just got me really excited about writing music again and recording it and producing it, and now trying to get it out there through some sort of mechanism. that's more than just posting it to a website. And so hope you enjoy it. This is Brick Pig's Tiny Room.
Your bags are packed, I guess you're really leaving. When you're gone, I'll have to do some packing too. 'Cause everything I see makes me remember the heartache and the pain I've shared with you. I wanted to show you sunshine, but I only brought you gloom. There were times of gladness, but they ended all too soon. I don't know where I'll keep all our bad memories, but the good times will only fill a tiny room. But I only brought you gloom. There were some times of gladness, but they ended all too soon. I don't know where I'll keep all our bad memories, but the good times will only fill. Good times will only fill a time.